Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb as we open up the week. Again, NFL draft week. Let's get the good of the day. Let's feel good. What's going on, man?
Yeah, you know the good of the day? On Friday, the WNBA held their draft.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, you know what? I mean, I know it went largely unnoticed.
I know.
But there were two highlights that we got that I wanted to recognize today. First one was before the draft even started. And forgive me, I do not know her name, and I could have researched it, but I didn't. The WNBA commissioner came out and offered three honorary draft picks to Gianna Bryant, Alyssa Altobelli, and Peyton Chester.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought that was a cool gesture
that was
on
cool.
their part.
That was a very cool move.
You know, who knows if all three of them would have... we all like to believe that Gigi would have been in the WNBA. She was definitely headed that way. We don't know about the other two. We don't know if the other two would have kept playing, you know, beyond the club team that they were on, but...
But it was great for them to honor all three. It would have been a little off if they had just honored one, since all three were on their way to the basketball event.
Right. And just honor all three. Doesn't hurt you.
It was very good.
It was just a nice gesture. The other one, the other good that came out of it, and I don't know if it's just a sign of the times, if we're just sports starved for anything, but Sabrina Ionescu went number one overall to the New York Liberty. Her jersey, the New York Liberty jersey, if you were to purchase it online, sold out within an hour.
Yeah, well, I saw that. They don't give you the amount, though.
I know, that's the only problem.
Like, what if it's 1,000 jerseys, then it's sold out. But let me tell you what, if it's 50,000 jerseys, that's awesome. But if it's 100, like, well, okay.
I just like the fact, I was looking at it from the angle, like, are we that sports starved? You know, that, I mean, any type of sporting news, any type of new sporting news, we're tuning in.
From the selling, like, the selling of the jersey?
Yeah, well, because you get the alert on your phone that, hey, Sabrina Ionescu was drafted by the New York Liberty, and it was probably a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, she's arguably the best player to come out of women's college basketball in recent memory. You know, maybe it was just high on people's radar. Like, I got to get this jersey.
Maybe so. Or maybe there's, you know what I was wondering? Did Kobe's death highlight the NBA in a way people never thought about it before?
You mean the WNBA?
The WNBA, yeah. I'm sorry. The WNBA highlight that in a way. Because I used to say this when I lived in Colorado Springs. I called a number of basketball games for Air Force and UCCS and some other smaller schools and whatnot. And I used to always ask, like, when I called a game at Air Force. You know, Air Force is a Division I program, and they were in the Mountain West Conference. And I would do a women's game, and I'd look in the crowd, and there'd be like 25 people there, like 50 people there, and I go, how come you guys aren't marketing to dads whose daughters are in basketball? Like, why aren't you telling dads who's got a daughter that's like a, you know, freshman or eighth grader or whatever, say, hey kid, you want to learn what it takes to play at the next level? Do you want to know how these girls play so that you could work your game, so maybe you could get a scholarship or something? Come to these games and watch. And nobody had an answer. But then all of a sudden Kobe dies in a helicopter crash with his daughter, and the next few days after that, a lot of the news was how much he loved his daughter, coaching his daughter, coaching girls, WNBA, taking her to WNBA games. He loved that league. Sabrina Ionescu is a friend of his. It highlighted
almost to the point, too, where he was angling to become the commissioner.
Right, right. And I think it highlighted the WNBA in a short period of time, in a news cycle that the league had really never seen before. And so I'm wondering if people just went, you know what? My daughter does play basketball, and she should be into the WNBA. She should be paying attention.
Yeah.
She should be watching it. And you know what? I'm going to buy a Sabrina. I live in New York, or I live in New Jersey, or I live in Connecticut, and the Liberty are our team, and it should be her team, and this is the best player in women's basketball, and she spoke at Kobe's funeral or memorial, I should say. I'm going to buy my daughter a jersey. Yeah, I'm going to get her a jersey, and go from there.
Yeah, guys, I mean, you buy her a jersey, it's you know you're buying one of the top players jersey too. That everyone's going to know who, Ionescu. Everyone's going to know how to say that name properly.
Properly.
You know, so think it's about it is a little bit easier than Giannis.
So think about how many
can't say those last names.
So think about how many families in the greater New York City area have daughters that play some sort of competitive basketball that now can are saying,
have an
you know
idol.
What? I never even thought about you becoming being a WNBA fan, but Kobe's death highlighted how much he loved that league, and you're my daughter, and you probably should be paying attention. So here's a jersey. Maybe. I don't know, just a theory I had.
Yep.
So all right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that the NFL execs are holding a mock draft today.
Yeah, that's right. That's
just
right.
To see if everything will be working properly.
Yeah.
The part that I would be most curious in, and this, well, I'll get to why it's bad, is that so they don't tip their hand, they're most likely going to be selecting their franchise's greatest player.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Here's the bad.
Okay.
It's not televised.
Oh, so we won't know.
We won't know.
Okay, so that's a great. Oh, that'll be fun. My brain is rolling through the controversy for some teams.
Yes,
right.
But why can't we just? Why can't you televise it?
We have to watch that.
We're not going to care.
Are you kidding me? We have to watch that.
We need to know who you think. I mean, you know, for certain teams, for Detroit, easy.
Right.
You know, for.
For some, it would be difficult. Like,
say the Cowboys, that's going to be tough.
Of course.
You know, for the Bears, that's going to be
Bears,
tough.
That's going to be really tough.
You know, there are certain teams.
What about the Packers?
The Packers, right? Tough. But I mean, for some teams, I mean, you know, like I said, the Lions, easy. I mean, you only have one great player in your franchise history.
What, Eric Hipple doesn't get on the radar?
Well, you know, you can make an argument. There's two, maybe, right? Maybe Calvin Johnson. But not so much.
No.
We all know who the best player in Detroit Lions history is.
Right. New York Giants. Another one.
That's a tough one.
New York Giants, a tough one.
Everyone
is it Lawrence Taylor? I would say it's Lawrence Taylor. But what if you're old school and you're like, well, I like Lawrence Taylor, but you never got to see Frank Gifford play. All right. Well, sure. Yep. All right. I guess I'll take your word for it.
What about, wasn't Y.A. Tittle on that? No.
Y.A. Tittle.
Was he on the, Giants, right?
Yeah. What about the Redskins?
There's a lot.
Right? A lot of great players. So, yeah, this would be fun.
And, hey, what else are we watching?
If you're Tampa Bay, do you say Tom Brady? Just, like, we went through it all and, you know.
Yeah, we went through our list and, you know, Tom Brady's at the top.
We love Warren Sapp, but, I mean, six Super Bowl championships. What are you going to do? We can't turn that down.
Big fan of Rondé Barber.
Right, yeah, but what are we going to do? Right? I mean, I need somebody to hack into that system.
Yeah, we need a hack. I don't even care if you're going to do just announcing it on Twitter for us.
Right.
So we know who you guys selected. That way we could chew it up and spit it out at you.
Exactly.
Because like I said, I mean, yeah, some franchises, easy. Others, not so much. I mean, the Houston Texans. I would just probably, you know, either, I mean, that's a tough one. You'd either have to go with Andre Johnson or Brock Osweiler.
True, right? Exactly.
I mean, that's really, really tough.
What if,
or you'd probably go JJ.
What if you're the Titans and you say Earl Campbell?
Ooh.
Right?
Are you allowed to?
Are you allowed to do that? What if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you say Jim Brown?
Mm.
Because you own the history. Well, you're supposed to. Not supposed to, but you could say that.
You could say that.
The NFL actually gave the history to the Cleveland Browns. But what if you're the Ravens and go, no.
My big question would be,
Cleveland Browns.
What if you're the Steelers? Does time expire on you?
Right. All the Hall of Famers that they've had. Do you go offense? Do you go defense? Do you honor the steel curtain? Or do you say?
You just say steel curtain?
Yeah.
And just say, that's my pick. Steel curtain's like,
that's
no,
right.
You can only pick one.
And
yeah,
go,
I did.
Oh,
I picked one defensive unit.
If you're the Steelers, do you go, it's like having 12 children. I don't have a favorite.
Right.
Right? You're asking me to pick one of my favorite children? I'm saying the steel curtain.
Or do you just go out there and say, you know, for the Steelers, yeah, we select TB12, the original.
The original TB12, exactly. Great point. That is a great, great part of your good, the bad, the dumb.
Yeah, I like your Tampa,
bad.
Though.
I know.
Your Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. What was the other one? Real quick, what was the other
Tampa
one?
Tampa Brady.
Tampa Brady, that's right. That's great.
God. That's why NFL, you need to start on time.
All right. What's the...
The dumb of the day, I'm just giving it to the state of Florida.
All right.
You know, too many videos this week of them just doing Florida things. First, the governor had issue putting on his face mask, and he got ridiculed for that.
Gotta
left and
put
right.
It on. Gotta practice that.
Yeah. And this is the same governor who not only did have trouble putting on his face mask, but decided to open up Florida beaches.
He did. I saw the video.
Yeah.
I'm getting mixed messages, though. Like, I saw one video where it looked packed, and then another friend who lives there said, no, this was actually a drone from Saturday, and it wasn't packed. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to play this game where I'm...
Yeah.
I just
don't think... I think it's premature.
Yeah, that's...
That's the only thing. The only reason why I say that is because aren't they a hotspot for coronavirus?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it was spiking.
Yeah, that's what I kept hearing was that they're one of the states that could potentially be... I don't know if it's calmed down at all, but it was them in Louisiana being touted as like, yeah, these are probably the potential next to epicenters.
Yeah, Louisiana, definitely.
Yeah, Louisiana, definitely.
I kept seeing Louisiana, but yeah,
I saw Florida as well
on the weekend.
You know, especially with, they have a large elderly community.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought maybe it was a little premature to just say, hey, let's go and just open it all up.
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw a lot of protests this weekend. I wonder how much pressure these government officials are under.
Oh, I'm certain there's a ton.
You know, just feeling like, oh, God, we don't need it's civil unrest in all these states.
Yeah, but there's no more pressure than, these NFL execs, what they're facing.
No, exactly. Especially if you're one of these super teams that's been around a long time, that's won multiple championships through the decades.
49ers, who do you go with?
Yeah, who do you go? Right?
You go Joe?
I go Joe. Joe would be my pick.
Yeah.
But I could, if somebody said Jerry Rice, I wouldn't be mad at him.
I know. You can't.
Right?
You
I
can't
wouldn't be mad
at
him if they
you
said Jerry.
You just know,
Rice.
I mean, you know Steve Young sitting there like, yeah, they're not going to say my name.
Not going to say my name. But yeah, I mean, I would choose Joe, but I wouldn't be upset if Jerry Rice was on that list.
Colts, that'd be tough.
That's right. Colts would be really tough. I mean, think about it. They got Johnny Unitas in their organization.
Yeah. Or Peyton.
Peyton Manning, right? Peyton Manning would be my choice, but if you went Johnny Unitas for old school, we can't argue, right? That's be fun. Like, the Giants, I'm really interested. My father's a Giants fan. I think he would say Lawrence Taylor, but that's a team with a lot of history. I mean, that's a team that's been around a long time. I would say Lawrence Taylor because I think Lawrence Taylor is one of the best players in NFL history. So he would naturally be on my list, but I'm not I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think... You would be, that's the almost like the no-brainer.
I would think so.
Because you could make an argument for, say, if you decide to go Eli Manning. You can make an argument to why that's not a great one, even though he won you two Super Bowls. Lawrence Taylor defined an outside linebacker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Changed what that position was forever.
That would be my immediate selection if I was in the Giants organization. I don't think anybody would be upset.
But like you said. You can go Frank Gifford.
If you went Frank Gifford, I mean...
You can't really argue.
I never saw Frank Gifford play.
Not either. I just saw the one highlight that
I... would take your word for it.
The one highlight you always see of him is Chuck Benarek standing on top of him.
That's right. They thought he was dead.
Chuck Benarek delivered the throat slash.
They saw a dead body, a guy had a heart attack in the stadium, and they saw dead bodies in the thing, and they thought it was Frank Gifford. They thought Frank Gifford had died. From Chuck Benarek's hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the good, the bad, the dumb on a Monday. Again on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulver, Ron with two N's. That was a good one this morning on SB Nation Radio.